Okay, moving on. London's housing market is still in crisis, according to new figures from the Land Registry. Now, Ed Challis is in the studio, and he's been looking at it. Ed, can you tell us what the December's figures tell us about the health of London's property?
Matt, it's not looking good. Half of all London boroughs suffered house price falls in December. In other boroughs, prices either just stayed the same or they hardly grew at all. But let's just look at the tale of two different boroughs, one that's gone up, one that's gone down. Lewisham's one of the rare ones. Its prices are up by 1.3%. But just next door in Greenwich, there's been a price dip of 2.3%. Tamar Assisi from Conran Estates in Greenwich is remaining hopeful despite the bad news.
The market's been pretty steady. If anything, it improved slightly. We've had a month in 2012, we've seen the same trend. It's been nice and busy. There are a good number of first-time buyers at the moment. So we all know that mortgages are tougher to come by, but there are still first-time buyers out there.
And Les Sawyer from Forbes & Sawyer in Lewisham says his area is popular, but the trouble is actually at the foot of the housing ladder.
Business has probably doubled within the January period. Lewisham has got its own little bubble. Banks are tightening up on what they give. I think that's the problem you've got. They're not releasing money in mortgages. They've raised deposits now on first-time buyers, which is astronomical, which means they can't get on the ladder. And without first-time buyers buying, no other parts of the chain will never grow.
OK, right, full disclosure, I actually live in Greenwich, so this does affect me directly, technically. Well, it affects all of us, really, in London. Mm-hmm. So what can we take from this? I mean, people are finding it hard even to get onto the housing market.
That's definitely what I heard from estate agents. Indeed, right down in Greenwich, that's what they were saying. But London Assembly member and Labour spokesperson for housing, Nikki Gavron, says that actually in the long term, London faces a crippling shortage of houses.
You've got a situation now where the banks aren't lending, so it's very, very hard for people to get on the housing ladder. It's a combination, really. There's a complete lack of affordable homes for people to buy, and there's a lack of private rented homes for people to rent. So you're in a situation where supply is getting more and more constrained, and it's leading to inflation-busting rents.
And she also says that London faces serious social breakdown as high-priced inner boroughs start to force people out.
By the end of this year, inner London's going to become much less affordable. You get people on high middle incomes living in inner London, and so a lot of people are going to have to leave, which completely changes the social map of London and really erodes all the things that we think are important to a civilised city.
So she's saying that prices she thinks are going to go up. However, market's not looking so healthy. There could be big problems in the long term.